They save the bees, which is a protection of biodiversity and the improvement of habitats. That initiative is about banning some pesticides, herbicides. And that initiative is gathering 1 million signatures, and they nearly have got there. So the Federation of Irish Beekeepers were involved, and various other organisations in Ireland were involved. So as part of that, we're having the Save the Bees event in Ballymote Library. And Ken Norton and his colleagues are bringing a demonstration hive, which is a sort of glass-sided hive with bees, so you'll be able to see the bees in the hive. Now, the reason why bees have become on the agenda is because there are 99 varieties of bees in Ireland, and almost a third of them are threatened with extinction or loss of habitat. Now, a lot of this has happened because our agricultural industry has changed from hay to silage. So our meadows aren't the same as they used to be. They're planted with a variety of grasses that aren't the kinds of grasses we grew up with. So wildflowers aren't following each other in season to feed bees. And certain varieties of bees are more adversely affected than others. So honeybees collect nectar from plants and pollinate, in the process carry pollen from one flower to another, and pollinate plants. But other types of bumblebees don't make honey. They gather nectar and feed off it. So if flowers aren't available for them to feed, they only have a small store of nectar, and they starve if there aren't flowers. So certain types of bumblebee are an imminent threat of extinction. So there's a plan called the Pollinator Plan, and you can look it up online, and a whole series of actions for schools and citizens to try and preserve our bee population.